You're listening to SBS News.
While sexual harassment has been outlawed for more than 25 years, one in five women and one in 20 men say they've experienced it at work. Now, Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins has announced a national inquiry to expose the prevalence of the problem and the harm it causes. Ms. Jenkins says the inquiry will seek solutions to ensure Australian workplaces are safe and respectful for everyone.
Over the course of the next year, we will speak to individuals and organisations from all over Australia about their experiences. We'll consider the economic impact of sexual harassment, the drivers of these behaviours, and the adequacy of the existing legal framework.
The federal government is contributing $500,000 to the inquiry. Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer says no person should have to suffer sexual harassment. She says it has very significant economic consequences for individuals involved.
For a woman, it may mean that she doesn't have a job any longer. It may make it harder for her to get the next job. She may be denied a promotion or denied extra hours at work. It goes to the heart of her financial security.
The inquiry follows the Harvey Weinstein scandal and the subsequent Me Too movement that erupted late last year. Commissioner Jenkins says there's an appetite for change and a growing realisation that sexual harassment is not an acceptable part of the workplace. Kelly O'Dwyer says the Me Too movement has put the issue of sexual harassment under the spotlight.
This is the right time to conduct a national inquiry. It will be a positive and a meaningful step in reducing sexual harassment at work and ensuring that where it does occur, it will be dealt with carefully and appropriately.
The Australian Human Rights Commission is currently carrying out the fourth national survey into workplace sexual harassment, with its findings due to be released in August. Early results show rates have increased significantly since the last survey in 2012. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.